Robert's in, Jim.
Okay. All right. So we'll go ahead and start the meeting. Robert, we'll start with the opening statement.
Yes. Good evening. The VAC meeting has now commenced. It is Wednesday, January 11th, 2023 at 6 o'clock p.m. This meeting is being held virtually due to COVID-19 to allow for social distancing and protect the public health. As we continue our efforts in meeting remotely, we ask all commissioners and guests to mute yourselves until called upon to speak to avoid feedback and background noise. For those who have dialed in using the call-in number, to unmute to speak, dial star 6 on your phone. As a reminder, this meeting is being recorded. We ask that you only use the chat function to request to speak or to announce that you are leaving the meeting so that we can track quorum. Also, in order to comply with the state open meeting law, attendance and votes will be done by way of roll call using audio, not by using the chat function. Would you like me to carry out roll call, Chair?
Yes, please, now that I'm unmuted.
Martin Belden.
Here.
Eitan Briseño. Terry Byron.
Present.
Ann Hollis.
Present.
Henry Johnson.
Yeah, no move. Present.
Rosie Carey.
Henry Johnson's present. I just couldn't get unmuted.
Got it.
And present for me.
Rosie Carey.
Present.
James Lewis. Melvin Morgan.
Present.
Marlon Ruiz.
Present.
Michael St. Ors.
I'm here.
Gary Smith. Georgia Weiss. Luke Johnson.
I'm present. Present.
And Jesse Allen. There is a quorum, Chair.
Okay. Here we go. All right. So welcome, everybody, to our meeting. I'm now call this meeting to order. And Henry, if you could please do our invocation.
Bow your heads, please. Heavenly Father, Almighty Yahweh, we ask thy guidance as we deliver tonight at this committee, as we bring forth our ideals, the votes, and other things necessary to maintain. In thy holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that. All right, so introduction of our guests. We have, as always, our CEVEX director representing represented by Jennifer Katowski. We also have Cami Garcia for the Center for Life Skills, and Keith Hamblin from the Veterans Center. He'll be presenting on that. All right, so number 4, our treasurer's report. Treasurer, please.
Actually, that's the legal action report on the revised.
I knew I would open up the wrong one. Sorry, I got so many tabs opening them all up. Okay, let's go into the legal action report. Let me pull that one up. Let's hope it's the right one. Okay, so we have our legal action report. Did everyone have a chance to review it? Have any questions? Comments?
Martin Belton, I make a motion we accept the legal action report for December.
Butch Morgan, second it.
Okay, so now we do a vote.
Robert.
It's looking for my unmute button. Sorry about that. Martin Belton?
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
Sorry about that. Gaetan Briseño? Ann Hollis?
Yes.
Henry Johnson?
Yes.
Rosie Carey?
Yes.
James Lewis? Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Michael St. Orst?
Sorry, my microphone was off. I vote yes.
Don't worry. Gary Smith, Georgia Weiss. And that is it. So the motion passes.
Okay. All right, so now on to our treasurer's report, number 5.
Okay, Martin Belton with the treasury report. We started the month with $4,590.13. We had no income, no donations, so we that was our interim balance. We put $1,926.85. into Operation Exodus. We had to write the check to Jesse Allen because Costco wouldn't, we don't have a Costco card, so they wouldn't take our check directly. So she paid for it, and I gave her a check to pay the balance. That leaves us with $2,663.28 in the bank. Any questions?
Henry Johnson, I make a motion we accept the Treasury report as read.
Marlon Ruiz, second.
Okay, so now we'll take a vote.
Martin Belton?
Yes.
Gaetan Briseño? Terry Byron?
Yes.
Ann Hollis?
Yes.
Henry Johnson?
Yes.
Rosie Carey?
Yes.
James Lewis? Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Michael St. Wars?
Yes.
Gary Smith, Georgia Weiss. Motion passes.
Okay. All right. So now on to number 6, our committee reports. So, Jennifer Kotowski, do we have you or a representative for SAVEX?
You have Jenny number 2. Hi, Jenny Wasilewski, Assistant Director. So good evening, everyone. Happy to be here again with everyone. Just a few updates from us. You have a copy of our director's report, but a couple of things I want to point out. You'll see a message in there about Yuma, and I know this is Tucson, not Yuma, but we had quite a fun with our Yuma clinic last month, but glad to say that our contract was extended with Yuma, so we're able to still provide services out there in the same location that we were. In the director's report, I encourage everyone, there's a link in there to see an article about one of our volunteers and veterans, World War II POW, Mr. Harvey Horn, 99 years young, gentleman. They talked to him a little bit about his life and his experiences. So that link is in the director's report. I encourage everyone to take a look at that. That's really some fun stuff. Last month, you know, was a busy month. We had a good group of our team participate in Wreaths Across America at the Marana Cemetery. That was fun. We did a full scale exercise at Davis Maupin for the National Disaster Medical System. In that we're a federal coordinating center. So what that means is if there were a disaster somewhere, let's say California finally falls off the map, or part of it falls off the map, and they have more patients that they can take care of, or their hospitals aren't functioning anymore, they would start flying them out to federal coordinating centers, and we are one of those. So what we would do, we practice this at Davis Maupin. We would receive the aircraft at Davis Maupin with our victims that we would have to then bring to area hospitals. So it's not necessarily to bring them to our hospital. It really is the hospitals in the area. So it was playing with Banner and St. Mary's and all of those facilities to talk about how we would move patients from the plane then around the hospitals in the area. So that was in December too. Lots of fun. Been doing a lot of work to get our staff ready and get the screenings going for the PACT Act. I'm sure everyone's heard about PACT Act and the extended presumptive symptoms that we're able to treat and get people eligibility for. And so lots going on there. We got lots in the works. VBA is very busy. And like I said, we're very busy doing our screenings as well to get that moving. Flu, COVID, respiratory virus, you know, it's hot. If you can hear my voice, I'm still getting over the respiratory virus. It's hitting everyone. Hospitals are full. You know, we're pretty tight, but you know, the area hospitals are full, and they're full of a mixture of these things. So it really is hitting everyone. So encourage everyone, if you haven't had your flu shot or your COVID booster or anything, please go get it, because the illnesses we're seeing is just astronomical right now in the county and in the area. Fun stuff. We do have multiple projects going on campus. So we're doing some painting of our exterior buildings. They will remain pink, so we will remain the pink oasis in the desert. So we're doing some exterior painting. We're scheduled to break ground probably this summer for our bed tower. So we will be building an all-new inpatient bed tower. Really to not to give us necessarily more beds, but to modernize what we have in private rooms, private bathrooms, et cetera. So that's scheduled to break ground this summer. We have an ongoing project. It's still going on with expanding our building 90, or our mental health clinic. So it's giving them, I think, I forgot how many square foot, 7,500 square foot or something. And then, renovating the interior clinic area to make it more efficient. So that's ongoing as well. And then one of our inpatient medical surgical units, the 2 South unit. So if you've been to the facility, you know we have 3 inpatient medical surgical or general units that we have for the inpatient, on the inpatient side. We're going to be updating and renovating one of those units. So that probably will start this summer. And it just means we'll have to move patients to other areas of the hospital, based on, you know, what our census is at that time. But exciting because, you know, the units can definitely use a facelift. You know, we're dealing with buildings that are now almost 100 years old, a lot of them. So the facility, we're celebrating our 95th anniversary this year. So, you know, it's an old building. Old buildings, and so, you know, we do a good job of keeping them up, but, you know, they constantly need some little love and attention. And then today we had fun. We hosted our DOD partners at Savahix. We had representatives from Davis-Monthan there, as well as Fort Huachuca. Unfortunately, our Yuma friends couldn't come visit us, but we just talked about how it's a quarterly meeting that we have, but really talked about how we can support each other and any joint initiatives we can come up with moving forward. We already have a few where we support each other. For example, we provide backup support for Davis-Monthan for sterile processing. They've had some issues with their sterile processing unit, so they're able to bring their instruments over to us for us to process and send back. But we're looking at other opportunities for us to partner with our DOD partners. And so it was a great afternoon of really just, you know, sharing ideas and where we can move forward. So I think a lot of great things will come of it, and more to come, definitely, for sure. Talked a lot about supporting education on both sides. You know, we have a great simulation lab at the Southern Arizona VA. So, you know, what we can do to support them, what they can do to support us, any education they can bring over to us as well. So that was fun afternoon, and that's really all I've got. I'm happy to take any questions.
Any questions or comments? Kudos. Henry did a good job last meeting about that. So, okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jennifer 2 or J2, for coming. Always wonderful to hear all your updates and everything, keeping our VA beautiful, not just inside but outside too. We really appreciate it. And again, one of the huge things that we really love is just being able to say that we have one of the finest VAs out there. So thank you so much for that.
Absolutely.
All right. So then on to 6B, Arizona Veterans Memorial Cemetery. And Mr. Lewis? Is anyone here representing the Arizona Veterans Memorial?
Ann sits on the foundation, so I don't know if she has any updates.
I could talk about the big fundraiser in May, May 13th, via golf tournament, and there's still a flyer to come, and when it comes out, I'll make sure that the VAC has it to pass on to its groups.
So May 13th, the golf tournament. Where is that going to be?
It will be.
Just so we can at least do a save the date for ourselves, right?
Right. And there should be a flyer coming out. I mean, I asked for one as soon as possible. So at the Omni.
Omni. Oh, yeah. I think they do that every year, right, at the Omni, right?
Well, this is the first time we've done it, but the Omni does do charity golf tournaments for a lot of other appropriate groups.
Okay.
In fact, other veterans groups too. So.
Maybe that's what I had on my brain. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. And we can't wait for that flyer. Please send it out as soon as you can so we can distribute it too. And hopefully we'll have some VAC out there representing too. So any questions?
Rosa, this is Terry Byron. And when is construction starting on the new columbarium?
Oh, good. If it hasn't already started, then it's, for some reason I'm thinking March, but it may have already started because they have run out of the columbarium spots so quickly that I'm not sure there are any empty niches at this point. So that's how fast the columbarium, what they're doing until the new columbarium walls are built, is they will inter cremations, they will inter them in the ground. So it'll be ground burials. Or they'll set them aside for the columbarium, depending on the wishes of the family.
So this won't impact, or has it impacted MIAP at all, the Missing in America project?
No. That is still on for April, and glad you asked. I'm not sure. I believe it's the 8th. It might be the 15th.
8th or 15th of April?
Right.
Okay. That way, again, we can pencil that in.
I'll check on that, and I'll get back to you on it.
Thank you so much, Ann.
Sure.
Anything else with the Arizona Veterans Memorial Cemetery?
That's the big stuff right now. Okay. You know, finishing out one calendar year and moving on to the next. That's a lot of us.
All right. Any questions or comments? Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Ann. So moving on to 6C, the Arizona Department of Veterans Services. And should they have at least one update, like a new director? Do we have anybody here from ACDVS or can speak to them? Okay. All right. So then we will move on to item number 7 on our agenda, the Center for Life Skills Development. And do we have Kama Garcia here?
Yes. I am here. Thank you, Rosie. Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me. My name is Kama Garcia. I'm a behavioral health provider for Center for Life Skills. I'm also a behavioral health provider for Tucson City Veterans Court. So here at the Center for Life Skills, we are a specialty referral agency. We specialize in EMDR trauma therapy, traumatic brain injury, psychotherapy treatment, psychoeducational based curriculum, neurocounseling. We specialize in writing mental health reports for family court, and we also specialize in revocation packets for our defendants. We offer individual therapy, couples, marriage, family, and then the plethora of court-ordered treatment that we offer, anger management, adult responsibility, domestic violence, DUI, parenting. We also have traumatic brain injury groups. We also have seeking safety groups. We have specialized veteran groups. We have two clinicians who are trained in traumatic brain injury. They're brain health coaches from Dr. Aitman's health clinic. And then we also have three clinicians who are EMDR trained. Does anybody know, or has anybody ever heard of EMDR therapy? You have? Okay. Well, there's one person at least. So EMDR stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. It is a more intense therapy, and it's specifically for higher level issues, PTSD being the main one. EMDR therapy is a structured therapy that encourages the patient to briefly focus on bilateral stimulation. I don't know if any of you can see, I have my light bar right here behind me. That's my machine that I use specifically for EMDR therapy. I also have a program online. So I offer services in person and online to do the therapy. EMDR is different from psychotherapy or talk therapy. It's more of just reprocessing past issues, reprocessing stuff that has not been processed yet. Pretty much anybody can benefit from it if you're up for it, if you're willing. It's definitely a great added tool to therapy. Let's see what else. So by venue of being a behavioral health provider on the treatment team for Veterans Court, this has allowed Center for Life Skills to provide the treatment and therapeutic services to our veterans who may or may not be eligible for the VA. So right now the VA is able to refer defendants to me through the program. We've also recently partnered with Dr. Carol Hendricks. She owns the hyperbaric oxygen chamber facility out on, I believe it's on Orange Grove. We've had two veterans so far to go through her program. They're still currently going through her program. trying to see what else. I believe that I'm not a veteran myself. My dad is a Vietnam veteran. He served two tours in Vietnam War. He's a Marine. So I am a proud daughter of a first Marine. and I love what I do. I love being in this veteran community and just, I feel like that's my part, giving back, working with the veterans. So.
Oh. Any questions or comments? Therapy has definitely come a long way, even over just the last few years. And it's great to see all this specialized training, all these options that are out there for our folks too, right? So besides obviously court and the VA, what other referrals to get into some of your therapies or programs?
If you're looking for therapy, whatever type of therapy, we take four of the access plans right now. We take Arizona Complete Health, Banner, United Healthcare, and American Indian Health Services. More or less, if you're looking for counseling services, it's just reaching out to me. We do family and couples, individual counseling. I was going to tell you guys, the Veterans Court team, we were actually just asked to do a mock veteran court session at the ACMF conference on April 20th. It's a 2-day conference. I'm trying to remember which day we're actually going to do it. So
that's amazing to know, because I think I'm going to be at that conference. So I'm really excited. Yes.
Good.
That's awesome. And of course, if y'all haven't known, the ACMF conference is free. So,
Is that in Phoenix or is it here in Tucson?
It's going to be in person, right?
In Phoenix. Yes. In person in Phoenix. Uh-huh.
Excellent. Any other questions or comments, you guys? All right. Gamma, thank you so much. That was that's a huge list of resources. So I'm so glad we were able to get you in here and share all the information and resources that you have out there for us. So.
Thank you. And I'll send you like a 1-page flyer of all the services that we offer with all of our contact information and stuff.
Excellent. Feel free to share it, and we will send it out to be distributed to all of us too. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. All right, so now on to number 8 of our agenda, the Veterans Center. Keith Hamblin from the Vet Center. Are you here, Keith?
I've Henry Johnson here. I just texted him, and he says that he's tied up elsewhere, and he apologized that he won't be attending this evening.
Busy working, I'm sure, knowing him. He's a very, very busy man. He works at not the Keno Vet Center, but the other vet center, right, where it's the VA and everything. Wonderful work that he does. So hopefully we're able to get him on the agenda for next month there. But any comments or anything before we move on to the next item? Okay. All right. So now on to number 9 on the military lounge on our agenda.
Hopefully Jesse Allen is with us. Doesn't seem like it.
No, I was waiting because, you know, we've all had issue with our microphones today. So,
yeah.
Does anyone have any updates on the military lounge or anything? All right, so we'll hopefully have them our next meeting there. Okay, so number 10, that's going to be Operation Exodus. Does anybody have any updates on that?
This is Terry Byron, and I went and worked for a short period of time at the airport. Got to see lots of young veterans passing through headed home, and some of them were really funny about taking the free food. they would originally decline, and then all of a sudden you see them out of the corner of your eye coming around the corner again and coming back. So that was a lot of fun. And I don't know what happened when Ann was there, but Ann helped out too.
Right. I was at the end of the day when supposedly almost all the troops were gone, but there were so many flight delays that there were a lot of young people who had apparently never flown on an airplane before or had it easy last time. So we were making sure, I mean, their sergeants were still monitoring them, so we made sure that the sergeants knew to tell their people to come by and grab some food. So it was rewarding even though it was quiet.
Wonderful. And I do always try to stop in when I'm flying in and out or something when I have a chance. And it's always closed, and I don't even want to try and get them to open it up just so I can go sneak a peek in there. But it looks beautiful, I will tell you guys. And whatever support and stuff they need, please let us know so we can continue with that. All right. Any other comments or questions, you guys?
Yeah, Martin Belden, I'm going to bring it up later for future. But if we're going to be going to Costco to buy stuff for Operation Exit, we're going to have to get a Costco membership. So I'll push it for a future agenda item so we can approve it. But it's definitely something we're going to need for buying things for any of the things that we're going to help with.
So I'm guessing it's going to have to be under the back then, right?
We got around it this year because we could do it, but I just wrote the check to Jessie, but she had to use her Costco card and pay for it. So we really don't want to depend on that, because a couple of times it's just been Terry and I that went out to get stuff.
Okay. Robert Delma, would that be something that we have the ability to do, is get a Costco card?
We can check on that and let you know by next meeting.
That's fine. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Really good point there, Martin, too. So,
yep. Good thing.
All right. Any other questions or comments there on Operation Exodus? Okay. So now on to item 11, the Veterans Parade.
And Chair?
Sorry.
I apologize. The item 11 was inadvertently included in this agenda. It wasn't really supposed to be an agenda item for this meeting.
Oh, okay. Well, I will throw it in since it's on the agenda. I think I got an email saying that this Memorial Day is going to be the 50th anniversary of our Memorial Day parade. So they want, of course, maximum participation for it. So hopefully we see you guys. Yes, Terry.
That's for the Tucson Estates. That has nothing to do with the City of Tucson Veterans Parade.
Thank you for that clarification there. Okay. So now on to item 12, Ms. Terry, for the four chaplains.
So this is Terry Byron, and it's getting really close to February 5th. So we're trying to finish up some last-minute notes on the program. I sent a draft, I believe, to the committee today for you to look over, and then realized that I hadn't included the band at all, and I didn't include the candlelight ceremony. So speaking with Chaplain Zink, we went over the ceremony and added some stuff. Right now, I'm really focused on trying to figure out who's going to help with the parade of colors. Marlin has secured Saharita Junior ROTC. And I know the SAMS is going to attend, American Legion Post 132, and the Tucson Detachment Marine Corps League will be participating as well. So if your organization would like to participate with colors, I would like to include them in the program. So if they'll just reach out for that. And then the wreath layers, we want to make sure that anybody that wants to place a wreath that they let us know so that they can be included in the program. But if we have some last minute entries, that's perfectly fine. I do have Reese available for borrowing if your organization doesn't have a wreath. So Henry, as the VAC chaplain, will you be well enough to do the invocation and the benediction?
Okay, yes, I'll be more than able to do that.
Okay, so I will add you back in. And we have former VAC member Murray Baker will be doing the rabbi bio as well as the
Jewish
War Veterans Prayer. And I have a member of the Military Order of Purple Hearts will be reading the Purple Heart Recognition. And Dignity Memorial will be providing refreshments for after the event. And we will be live streaming it on Facebook. And so we'll get that link out to everybody. I believe it's on the flyer now. I secured the certificate of insurance for the park. So as far as I know, that's all set. I do need to get Stambeck to provide us with the porta potty. There was a question about the cost, and I'm going to estimate it at $165 for the one day. So that would come out of our monies. And then the band also gets a donation for playing. And I think it's $150, Martin. And so the other expenses, the chairs, I'm going to be able to borrow chairs from my cemeteries to bring out. We also have canopies in case it's raining that day for whatever reason. I do have the candles. I put them in storage, so I'm sorry. I don't have one to show you, but they're battery-operated candles. They look really nice, so that'll be fun for the candle lighting ceremony since we're not allowed to have any open flames at the park. I did reach out to the park, and I haven't heard back yet. The wall where the memorial is for the four chaplains is a dark blue and is showing the calcification from the hard water very badly. It looks awful. So I'm trying to get them to paint it or allow us to go paint it. So us as in me and the mouse in my pocket. So
when are you looking to try and get that painted?
Well, I'm hoping to hear back from the park that they've taken care of it.
Okay. Were you trying to get that done for the ceremony or after?
Yeah, before the ceremony. Absolutely. I usually go the Saturday before and clean up the bronze markers. I have Diamond Shield marker treatment from Bronze, Matthew Bronze, our manufacturer. And so I go out and clean up the memorials. If you have some solar lights, I've purchased some for use around my home, but I'm going to bring them out to the four chaplains. I've got some floodlights and some other lights. VVA 106 has offered to bring out a generator so that we could put up a couple of light towers potentially to provide light. Hopefully I'll know better about how much light we'll actually need, but I imagine February 5th, it gets dark still pretty early. So we want to make sure everybody stays safe. So we'll try and have as much lighting out there as possible. So if you have some solar lights, floodlights or other, bring them on out and we'll put them up.
Did they ever fix the burned out light over the flag?
I don't know. I haven't been there at night yet. Last time I was there, it was not lit. I'll know after Sunday. I plan on making a visit.
Now, Terry, I had a question about the wreaths. Now, will we need stands? Do you want stands, or do you have stands, or just wreaths?
I do have some stands, but, I mean, if we don't have a stand, we just lean it up against the wall or at the base of somebody else's stand. So,
makes sense. I will be having a wreath for the Women's Military Memorial, so.
Okay. Can you send me an email?
Yes, ma'am. And I am working on Raytheon. That's what I was checking over here. I'm logged into work, which is right there. Thank goodness. Haven't heard back from them. I did put in a request to see if we can get RayVets, or RTX. That's, they changed their acronym, to see if they're willing to come out and support the event too. So.
That would be great. I'm really hoping with the, junior ROTCs that we have more young people present and, their parents, making it more, a more, well-known service.
I know. So thank you to Mark for bringing in our youngins for the flag ceremony and everything. That's very nice. So definitely want to make our youth, right, with MOAA to share these ceremonies and everything, pass them down from generation to generation. So thank you. Any questions or comments about the four chaplains?
Yes, Terry, I just checked the sunset for the 5th of February. It's 6 p.m., about another hour of twilight after that.
Yeah, I was hoping that we would be done before it gets too dark, since a lot of our people are elderly. So, but thanks for that.
Was there an ask from last meeting to Terry that you wanted from the group? I'm trying to think. I'm sorry, my brain's foggy right now.
I looked over the minutes. I think the only thing was, do we need a motion to spend the money for the porta potty and the music? So I would make a motion that we pay the band $150 and the Stambeck for the porta potty. I'm estimating $165 for the 1 day rental for that. That's my motion.
Henry Johnson seconds it.
Robert.
Roll call. Martin Belden.
Yes.
Gaetan Briseño. Terry Byron.
Yes.
Ann Hollis.
Yes.
Henry Johnson.
Yes.
Rosie Carey.
Yes.
James Lewis. Melvin Morgan.
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz.
Yes.
Michael St. Wars.
Yes.
Gary Smith. Georgia Weiss. Motion passes.
Excellent. Okay. All right. So now we will move on to number 13 item on the for the good of the order off of the agenda. So go ahead and go around here.
Martin Belden, nothing.
Terry Byron
has a couple of things. I sent out the Arizona statewide grave beautification by the VFW auxiliaries. That's going to be taking place February 12th. They're looking for volunteers, so if you want to come out and polish up some markers at East Lawn or South Lawn cemeteries, please look at the information I emailed, had Delma emailed out as to how to participate. And I also have just one second. I downloaded it. There's a a resource fair on March 25th by Operation Resource Arizona, and I will make sure to send that out again. I think I've sent it before, but I'll make sure to send that again. So it's always good to have some groups represented. I know we're for future agenda items, we need to talk about fundraising, but recruiting for the VAC is always important. So let's make sure we recruit new members at every opportunity.
And on that, Robert Delma, what's the maximum members that we can have on our committee?
There is no maximum.
Terry? You said March 25th for the resource fair?
Yes.
That's one of the 2 days of the DM Air Show. It's also the 4th Avenue Street Fair.
Woohoo! Just
busy weekend.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got something. On February 11th, Esperanza and Escalante is having a fundraising event. There's going to be a band, Whiskey River Dogs, a car show. There'll be hamburgers, hot dogs, and starts at 11 o'clock.
For MOWW, this is Marlon Ruiz. A couple of activities this week, Friday the 13th, Sarita Navy JROTC will be having and hosting one of our signature events known as the Massing of the Colors on their school grounds. It begins at 10 a.m. and goes through about 12 noon. And then the following day, there'll be a Massing the Colors out of state over in El Paso on Saturday for the Martin Luther King Observance Weekend. We'll be back in Arizona again for February up in West Phoenix, up by Surprise, Arizona, for the last MOWW Massing of the Colors event the first week of February. And in between all of those, in 2 weeks, we'll be hosting our national commander-in-chief, who will be flying in from D.C. Meet with us for a two-day fall conference up in Tempe, Arizona. That'll be Saturday the 21st. That's all I have. Subject questions.
Anyone else? All right. So,
sorry, this is Terry Byron. Rosie, I had a question, and maybe Ann can answer this. Our former member, Paul Marsh, last I heard, he was in hospice.
I do have an update as of last night. The Cemetery Foundation president met with Paul recently. Paul is out of the hospice situation, and he's already planning his schedule for the rest of the year. So he is out and about and up. So really good.
Oh, well, that's great news. Great news. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. All right. Anything else? Any last ones? Okay. All right, so now on to item number 14 that we had to move from, we have to pick up from our last meeting, nominations and elections for our judge advocate. So, do we have any nominations?
Martin Belton, I nominate Terry Byron.
Okay. Any other nominations for judge advocate? All right.
So with that, we go to roll call, right? Or vote.
She's got accepted for the nomination.
Hello. You're right, Marlon.
Nothing like a rebel trip going on.
Let's go. You're taking it. So, Ms. Terry, do you accept?
Yeah, I believe that was the railroaded. So, no, I'm good. I'll take the position.
Wonderful. All right. So now we vote.
It's Martin Belden.
Yes.
Gaetan Briseño. Terry Byron.
Yes. Thanks, Martin.
Ann Hollis.
Yes.
Henry Johnson.
Definitely yes.
Rosie Carey.
Yes.
James Lewis. Melvin Morgan.
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz.
Yes.
Michael St. Ors.
Yes.
Gary Smith and Georgia Weiss. Terry is elected.
Thank you, Terry. You've done such a great job. It's good to see you stay on. I really appreciate it. All right, so now on to item number 15, Chair's reappointment of Secretary. Do I just appoint one? Is that what it's saying, Robert? Wow, it's like eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Yes.
Okay. One, do we have any volunteers? That way Terry doesn't feel, they don't feel railroaded too. Do we have any volunteers for Secretary? And I will open it up. Do we have anyone who would do any recommendations for Secretary?
Can you explain what all is entailed with Secretary so that people know what they're getting into?
Can everyone hear me?
Very, very low, Delma.
Can I speak?
You're good. Yeah, you can just start.
This is Delma. So in the past for the secretary position, which Carol has had for many years, she will be the one that, or the secretary would be the person, if you wanted letters to be sent out, let's say when you would do an invite to the mayor to attend one of the meetings, the secretary would end up formatting the letter and sending it directly to the mayor, or they'll send me a copy and then we'll send it to the mayor. The secretary also does an annual report at the end of the year that basically is turned in, indicating everything that the VAC did for that year. And unless there's other things that would come up, the secretary would do that. So there really, at this point, there really isn't much that the secretary does.
All right.
Well, roll call and the roll call votes.
Okay. Anne, would you be willing to accept the role of secretary?
I thought she has a position.
Did you?
Can't hear you, Anne.
Oh, she's muted.
Isn't she the junior vice chair?
Yes, I was voted in as junior vice chair last week.
That's right. Well, yep, there are the notes. Okay. Here we are. Michael St. Orr's.
I'm unable to.
Okay. I think we might have gone with it last month, too. But. Okay. Let's see here. Melvin, would you be able to take the role of secretary?
I'm not good at that stuff.
No. Who else do we have? Just Carol, right?
There are the absent members who could not protest.
Who would... Sorry, I had the chihuahua barking over here. Marlon Reese, would you be willing to step up as our secretary?
I'm currently serving a second term with the MOWW as National Vice Commander-in-Chief, which requires constant travel and being out and about, so I must decline at this time.
Any recommendations? Anyone else?
Rosie Martin Belden. We may have to table that till we get some different members in.
Okay. Sounds good. That'll be a good selling point there, too. You know, there's a open committee role. So, all right, you guys. So that ends item number 4. We will table it item 15, to table for an appointment of our secretary. All right, so now on to number 16. Any future agenda items, any recommendations for future agenda items?
Henry Johnson here. How about a review on how we recruit new members and what the process is to get them accepted? Then that way we all know exactly what to do when we encounter someone and invite them to join.
Good point, Henry.
And this Martin is Melvin. Terry Byron. I'd like to add fundraising.
Martin Belden, the Costco membership.
Okay. Anything else?
Maybe the Veterans Day parade.
And trying to get Keith Hamlin again.
Okay.
And perhaps we can invite Operation Resource Arizona. I would like to try and get them to be a member.
Very true. Very true, though. Okay. All right. If there's nothing else, all right. So we will move on to item 17, the adjournment. So, Henry, if you could please send us off on the right path.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the guidance in steering us through this meeting and getting things done and setting up for the next month. We ask you to watch over us and our family and all active duty personnel. In thy holy name we pray. Amen.
And with that, I thought about adding something to the agenda items, our closing prayer, right?
Yeah.
We always have to remember it because it's not on there, so that might be something else. All right, everyone, thank you so much. We all were having issues with our computers today, so it was really funny. Thank you guys so much for all your time.
Don't we need a motion to actually close the meeting?
Yes.
do, don't we? Look, it's not on there. I'm kidding. All right. So
I move we now, close the meeting.
Yes. So now the meeting is adjourned.
No, we didn't get a second. I'll second the motion.
Bush Morgan, Terry Byron. Second it.
Okay, so we now have the seconds.
Bush Morgan, second it.
Okay. All right, so now the next meeting is February 8th. So
we need a roll call vote.
Roll call there too.
For adjournment, that isn't necessary. The chair can call the meeting adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you, Robert.
All right. So see you guys February 8th. Thank you.
No, we'll see you February 5th.
Oh, that's right.
For the four chaplains.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.